This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio. You'll get to listen to some testimonials that I managed to capture during the SAFE Gala, celebrating their 10th anniversary on Friday, April 17th at Gillette Stadium. The background noise is a little bit loud. They were in a party mode, which was appropriate for the time, but you can still distinctly hear the conversation with the individuals, which is why we're sharing it. I thank the SAFE Coalition for providing me with the press pass in order to do this, and this is a token of thanks back to them for all the work that they're doing to help the community. Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters here at the SAFE Gala Friday night, April 17th at Gillette Stadium. This is quite the venue. And I'm here with Lucas Jaguer, the superintendent of schools. Lucas, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, Steve. I'm doing well. Thanks for asking.
And you're here supporting SAFE. I know the school department works closely with SAFE on a number of things.
The relationship between the SAFE Coalition and Franklin Public Schools dates back to when they first started.
10 years ago. It's
yes,
amazing.
It's amazing. I was an assistant principal at the time, and I just remember with some of our students, there was a greater need for support than we could provide in the school,
right.
Really specialized support in a lot of the areas SAFE works in. And then meeting Jen, meeting Jim, and hearing their stories and hearing about this foundation and this coalition was just amazing. And it turned into a great partnership, and the support they provided to our young kids over the years has just been, it's life-changing.
From what they started with at the beginning to what they're doing now, their service expansion has just been phenomenal.
It's amazing. And I can remember the hidden in plain sight bins where
yeah.
Jim would load them in his truck. I'd help him carry them in. He'd set it up. Now there's a full staff.
There's a van outside, too.
There's a decaled van. It's just amazing. And Jen remarked tonight when I said hello to her, just, I'm looking around right now, and I can't even tell you the idea of this to where we are today at Gillette Stadium is just a testament to their leadership and the community support and the work that happens, Steve. I'm really excited to be here.
I'm excited to be here, too, because I've been watching them for the 10 years,
yes.
And it's like yeah. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at this. That's incredible.
Yeah. And it's equally incredible. I know firsthand, personally, some of the lives they've changed and impacted,
right.
Where I had real concerns for some of our youngest
sure.
people in our town, and to see the kids today as adults.
Right.
Because of some course correction and some support from SAFE is just
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
That's the real work.
Absolutely. Because while we have lost some, that's unfortunate, but hopefully there's now more support, more availability, more awareness, so
yes.
that we should not lose as many going forward.
That's right.
And, yeah.
And you're not alone. And as a parent, you're not alone
right.
when you're struggling. I think that's the first call I would make, and I recommend them. So this
yep.
is great, Steve. We're here to celebrate, but also to keep giving so that this organization continues to thrive.
Absolutely. Well, continue to have a great evening. Thank you for taking a minute or two.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
Absolutely. Thank you. Steve Sherlock here with one of the founders of the SAFE Coalition, Jim Derrick. Jim, this is quite an evening.
We are super excited, Steve. I was talking to Jen Levine, the other co-founder, on the way in, and neither of us can really believe that it's only been 10 years.
Only 10.
It's only been 10 years. And to be at Gillette Stadium with almost 500 people coming out tonight, honestly, I'd love to take the credit for that, but this has nothing to do with Jen and I. This has to do with a community that cares about substance misuse and mental health. And this is the community responding to destigmatizing these illnesses and coming out and supporting us very visibly right here at Gillette on a beautiful evening.
Well, they are following an example. I know an individual who climbed up on the stage
yeah.
10 years ago to get involved.
Yeah.
So they're following that example.
That's right. That's right. And you're so right, Steve. And it's one of the things that I didn't believe early on when Jen told me. She said, Jen had all the clinical experience, and
right.
I didn't. I was a dad who had a son that was suffering, and she said,
but
no, Jim.
Diminish that dad part.
No, well,
that's
what
the
she
important
said.
Part.
And she said, look, you have a PhD in what we need. And wasn't sure about it, but we took a step forward, and now there's countless other of me,
right.
people that are willing to step up and say me too,
yep.
whether it's parents of or whether it's people that are in recovery themselves or people that are willing to claim their seat.
Right.
Yeah.
And a night like this is important because you get funding from donations.
donations.
That's right.
And or grants.
That's right.
But you have to prove yourself every single time. And it's the evenings like this where people come to share the stories, have some fun as well.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. So this is, you're nailing it. This is an opportunity for our donors and our stakeholders and sponsors to get a status report. What have we done with the money that they've so generously granted to us? You know, one of the things that's really important for us is transparency. Yep. All of our financials are audited. They're all online. But nothing takes the place of actually showing people the impact. And tonight, we're going to hear from some people who have been through some of our programming and want to come and give a testimonial. And that gives people the opportunity not just to see the numbers, but to see the human face behind it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you, Steve. And thanks so much for being here.
I'm looking for 10 more.
Me too.
But I don't know how many more days and nights you have to deliver all the services.
I know,
man. Because you're just doing so much.
We love it. It's a labor of love.
That's a happy problem.
Yeah. Right. We're so thrilled. And we're so proud of our community for stepping up. And that's all they did. The community just responded to an invitation that we put out, an invitation of destigmatizing and stepping forward into the issues of mental health and substance use. So I couldn't be more proud of our community.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So here at the Safe Gala with our state rep, Jeff Roy. Jeff, what an evening.
This is spectacular. What a tribute to this organization that's celebrating its 10th anniversary. I can't believe it. It's like we started yesterday, but the amazing progress that the Safe Coalition has made in 10 years is outstanding. And the fact that we're celebrating those 10 years in the home of the world champion New England Patriots is just, par for the course. And
it's
so good to be here and to see how many people here. It's sold out.
Yeah.
It's an incredible.
Got a chance to talk with Jim earlier. He said there's going to be about 500 people here with the sellout. That's an incredible statement.
Yes.
He was kudos to the people for stepping up. And I said, well, I think they followed somebody who 10 years ago stepped up onto the stage in response to that first evening.
Yeah. I can recall when we got this organization going, there were absolutely no support services, no one for anybody to reach out to call to get help.
Yeah.
And in the intervening 10 years, the support network is incredible, and the number of lives that have been saved as a result of this organization is in the triple digits, and that's just fantastic for our community, for our Commonwealth, and a great thing to celebrate tonight.
Absolutely. Yeah, because the expansion of their services, to your point, I think there's something, actually there's multiple things every day of the week. There's almost not enough time in the spaces to put in additional pieces.
And they keep growing in the space. They took on some additional space in the last year. They're opening a facility in Springfield.
Really,
they're talking about something in Framingham. I'm just so thrilled that I say to Jen Knight every time I see her, and when she had approached me back in 2014 about starting a small support group, I look around now and I say, Jen, is this what you had in mind?
The small support group is growing.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I know we got a busy evening for you, so thank you for taking a minute.
Thank you. And thank you for being here.
Absolutely. This is Franklin Matters.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Well, thank you for everything you do and spreading the word.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right.
Steve Sherlock here again at the Safe Gala with Bob DeLocco and Greg Connor. Bob, imagine 10 years ago, I can't even
imagine.
Something like this was going to happen.
Yeah. I was lucky we were going to have a cookout 10 years ago. Never mind this.
And Greg.
Yes.
How impressive is this?
This is amazing. But not only that, the work they've done in the last 10 years is amazing. As someone who's been with the DA's office for 25 years, to see how it's improved the quality of life for people and see how overdoses have come down, cut in half over the last 10 years, this is amazing.
Because to a certain extent, from what I understand, is with the jail diversion and the other support, they're taking some business away from you, but that's not a problem? Is it?
I always find something else that will occupy my time. Trust me, we're happy to go after murder as opposed to this.
Yeah.
This is great to see people getting their help they need so that they're not going to be our problem, but they're giving back to their own families and society. That's a win. We'll take that any day.
Yeah.
And, and Greg and Michael are always on board. They're the ones that helped us, like, get the Section 35 going and all that stuff.
The Venice involved. There's a whole lot of details.
Yeah, we didn't even know how to do that until these guys came on board and helped us. And, you know, now we can get somebody sectioned in hours compared to couple days, thanks to these guys, you know. So
seconds can matter with life.
Well, yeah, if he sleeps overnight, he could die. Right. And that's exactly what it was. So now we can get him in. The courts were great with us. Yep. They've all come, Rentham Court, they've all come on board with us, and it's so much easier now.
Yeah.
And I say the first story I ever had was a football player of mine. His father called me and he goes, "I think there's something wrong." That was the first meeting we had at the TV, and he lived down the street.
Yep.
We went there, and it was myself, yep, Jeff Roy, and Jim Derrick.
Yep.
And Jen happened to go home at that time. So we went down, and we're sitting on the porch going, "All right, we started this thing. What do we do now?" What do we do now? We ended up getting them sectioned like the next day, and the Franklin PD, you guys came on board and helped us.
You know,
so it's so much. I just think of that story all the time because I'm shocked at what we're doing.
And Bobby, it touches every economic strata. It touches everybody. And so, like, if we can get out there and help as many people as we can, that's amazing. And this is what SAFE is all about.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So it requires those donations. It requires those grants.
It does.
And it's for the very life-saving course.
Yeah. And you know what? It requires everyone working together because the mission is to get it right, right? And it's to help people out. It's not about locking people up. It's not. It's really just trying to get people to the help they need so they can see tomorrow.
Right. Definitely.
And that's what the phone call I made to Mike was the first phone call I made because I had like three or four football players that I coached.
Sure.
Two of them died, you know, whatever. And all of a sudden, I'm like, "Mike, you got to get out there." And the first thing I said was, "You got to arrest these guys." And Mike was the first one, and you got, and yourself were like, "We can't arrest ourselves out of this." And they were right.
You're not going to jail your way out of this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was the first phone call I made.
Yeah. You know, if you look at it, Bobby, Walpole Prison's closed, Concord Prison's closed, but overdoses are cut in half.
Yeah.
So prison wasn't the solution.
Yeah. No. Clearly it wasn't.
No. So we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
Good. Well, enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks.
Congratulations for having gotten to this point.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, and we'll see where we are in another 10 years. Right?
Excellent.
Thank you. Enjoy.
Will do.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.